Yes, it's our very special Taste of Dubai focus on food, people and places. Starts this afternoon from 3 o'clock with an opening ceremony at the Media Theatre. yes, Media Amphitheatre. Thank you very much, Media City Amphitheatre, this afternoon, running through till Saturday evening. Over 25 of the top restaurants here in Dubai are there. You'll be able to sample their food and a real range of different food as well. And you've got the Milay Cookery School happening, so a lot of these chefs will be there teaching you some of their techniques. Also the Phillips Theatre, so you get to watch them demonstrate their work. So much to look forward to. Heaps for the kids to do. There's a kids zone. There's live music. So a real festival of food and music. Now, this is quite a special moment, I have to say. If you are a fan of Indian cuisine, then you must have been to Indigo by Vineet at Grosvenor House. Well, here in Dubai, of course, regular visitor to the restaurant and the patron behind Indigo by Vineet, gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show, that's Vineet Bhatia. Good morning to you, Vineet.
Good morning, and it's nice to be here, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for taking the time out, because I know how busy you are. You flew in yesterday?
I flew yesterday morning, and it's been a great 24 hours so far in Dubai.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward for the Taste of Dubai now.
Yeah, right. So tell me what you've done in the last 24 hours. You've obviously been to Indigo.
Been to Indigo. We had a few press meets yesterday. Did a couple of interviews yesterday afternoon and in the evening. Did a dinner service. Finished off at 1 in the morning. And here we are now with you.
Well, I'm privileged, I have to say. So thank you. And looking forward to Taste of Dubai. So what can we expect this year from you?
No, as usual, there's lots to offer. Besides having our own stand there, we have two cookery classes where we're going to have people coming over and cook for them. And we're also going to have two of the chef's theater demos, which is actually a lot of fun. Because what I do normally is, this is our fifth year with them, we invite the audience to come onto the stage and participate. And that's where the fun begins. So I don't really cook. I just step back and I show them how to make it easy peasy.
To make it easy peasy. Well, you are a Michelin star award-winning chef and you're going to make it easy for us. I think, how lucky are we to have you here?
Cooking has to be fun.
Yeah.
It has to be relaxing. It's very therapeutic for me at least. And that's what we try and showcase to our guests who come in to dine or who come to learn. It just simplifies things. Indian cuisine is like a mystery box. There's so much to offer. But if you can pick up a few little tricks and a few tips as you go along, there's so much you can do to your food and make it a lot more interesting, a lot more flavorful, and a lot more fun.
So what is the key then to the Indian cuisine that you serve at Indigo? Because what you're bringing is a very high quality style of cuisine in a beautiful setting. And that's all part of the ambience. We talk about that, it's about the food, but it's also about the location. And as from the moment you walk through the doors of Indigo, you're going into an experience. But it's very authentic as well. So what's the key to the cuisine that you serve there?
What we try and do, we try and simplify. We don't overdo things. For us, it's very key that we buy a very good product and we apply the proper technique to the food. And that is how you extract or bully out the best flavors from the dish. So simplicity is very, very key for us. But again, the way we present it is very articulate, is very artistic and very clean. We try and minimize on the plate, but not absolutely empty. But flavors for us is very, very key. So we try and not add more than 3 spices into a dish.
Okay.
That is a golden rule for us. If anything more than 3, it really complicates your palate. So try and keep it very simple and clean.
See, I think that the word clean and, just 3 spices, because I think, forgive me, from Britain, and you have your restaurant in London and, we grow up with Indian cuisine. We go to the local Indian restaurant and I wouldn't say, it's all sauces and it's all piled on and it's become this kind of culture. After a night out, you go and have an Indian meal. When you think of that style of eating Indian food, what does it make you think? How do you feel about that?
See, what you get back in the UK is not really authentic, authentic Indian. It was done by chefs who were basically immigrants from that part of the world who came in, who were not professionally trained, unfortunately, at that stage. But you have to realize that they did the best they could at that stage. And that is what the British have loved to enjoy, a so-called curry. If you go back to India and ask for a curry, they'd actually laugh at you. But it's not one curry. It's a very generic term. There's so many types of curries. There are salans, there are kormas, there are musallams, there are kalias. And it varies. India is a very, very vast country and there's so much to offer, not just a basic curry. So what we try and do is try and take things which are from different parts of India and put them onto a plate. So try and have, like you have a European cuisine, of putting up three or four things onto a plate and making it look nice. That is exactly what we do. We try and take a protein, we try and take a sauce, we try and take a starch, and we try and take a garnish and put it onto a plate. But that's all India onto a plate. All the flavors, all the tapestry of colors, the spices, the flavors, all of those things just come through. And that's what India is about.
It's true, isn't it? I mean, I was in India last year for the first time, and it was just beautiful. And there's so much going on. There's a lot to see. There's a lot to hear. There's a lot of energy around the part. I mean, I know it varies a lot from place to place where you are in India, but you know, it is a melting pot of cultures, isn't it? And a diverse history. So that's all can come through in the food that you serve today.
It is. If you look at a food from India, from north to south, they use similar spices, but again, the technique is varied. You can have a chicken tikka from the north, but the same thing can also have a South Indian flavor of curry leaves, lemongrass, lime, ginger. So you can incorporate them quite well. The same thing with the east and the west. They use mustard seeds both in the west of Bengal and also in Gujarat. But the way they use those spices are very, very important. And that is what we as chefs try and bring back into a food. And that is what we give it back to our guests who come and try in a restaurant. There is so much to offer. There is so much of regional food to offer. Food varies from house to house. The lentil my mom makes and what my neighbor makes is entirely different. The same lentil, but just the style of preparation, the way they serve it, the way they cook it, it varies. And that is the beauty of Indian food. There's so much of depth. There's so much of variety. It is for you as a chef to see what you can incorporate into your style. So we try and get the best what is around us. And that's what we offer to our guests eventually.
Now, you didn't always want to be a chef when you were growing up as a child. I think you wanted to be a jet pilot.
I wanted to be a pilot.
Yeah.
We lived near the airport, and my school ride in the morning on the cycle used to be through the aerodrome.
Is this in Bombay?
In Mumbai, yes. And I used to pass through, and I used to love the aircraft taking off, landing. We used to love the hangars, the helicopters. So I always was in awe of the luxury aircrafts and of the engines and the sounds of the engines. Love machines as such. But unfortunately, I was a little too short to go into defense college.
So you tried,
I did try.
Yeah,
I did pass my entrance exam, but for my medical, due to my short height, I was refused.
Right, so at that time, you must have been really disappointed.
I was. I did try textile designing, but that was not my cup of Darjeeling at all. So I moved on from there. I went into hotel management, hoping to be a barman. Now again, the same thing happened. My height was an issue, so they put me in the kitchen. But boy, what a wonderful mistake that was by them. I have enjoyed every moment of having entered the kitchen then.
Well, you have a phenomenal career, and we're going to touch on that if we can, in the time that we have, because, you know, you said what a wonderful mistake that was. So there you are working in the kitchen, behind house, if you like, back of house. And
yes.
So as you're doing that, can you remember when it finally dropped for you, when you realised, this is what I want to do? You know, when did you suddenly get that passion for food and the cuisine that you worked with?
This was way back in 1986. I was put in the kitchen by error, like I said, and I said, we'll go in the kitchen, have a look, and within a week's time I'll shift into banquets or room service or coffee shop and go into the service side. But when I walked into the kitchen at the Oberoi's in Mumbai, I was absolutely amazed to see the level of professionalism they had in the kitchen, the amount of dedication they had, the training which they did. And I said, wow, this is right. It was very disciplined, just like the Air Force and the Army. And this is what I like in life, is a proper discipline. And I fell in love. And I said, this is what I want to do. I want to learn to cook. And I feel so proud that after 25 years in the same very kitchen, I have my new restaurant there.
Incredible. So the time frame then, from starting out there in the kitchen to opening your first restaurant, where was the first restaurant? Was that in...
The first restaurant which I actually owned myself was in partnership in London, called Zaika, way back in 1999. And that's also where we were awarded the Michelin star. And that is when we made real history and the real awakening happened. Because for a chef to get a Michelin star is like getting an Oscar award for an actor.
Exactly.
It is the highest accolade one could ever think of. And that really changed my life. People took you on a lot more seriously as a professional.
Well, that was the first time it had really been acknowledged for Indian cuisine.
Yes.
and an Indian chef.
In 102 years, I was the first Indian restaurateur chef to have got a star. And that make a big impact. And we haven't looked back, touched with since then.
I bet you haven't. I mean, how incredible. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking of not the achievement, but the feeling for you at that time. Can you remember when you were first told that you had won the Michelin
star? I actually thought it's a prank.
Really?
Because we were called at 8:30 in the morning and said, what do you feel of having got the Michelin? And the lady on the phone had a very American accent. And I said, this is a prank. And I put the phone down. And she called me back. She said, no, this is very serious. She said, I've just got to know. I've got a press release in front of me. And I'm calling from New York Times. And I said, boy, it can't be. The guy doesn't doubt probably then. He said, no, we have a press release in front of you. It says that you have got a star. And I said, what can I say? So thank you. And I put the phone down. So it did not sink in for a good 6-8 hours. I couldn't believe it.
It was business as usual, I should think. Had service and you were there cooking.
No, went back to lunch, went into service and did that. And the phone calls kept coming in and people kept wishing. And you felt quite happy for yourself and for the people who work for you. Because it's a great achievement to have done, to have achieved. And boy, it was very special. But it was equally more special when we got the Michelin in our very own restaurant, which we own, my wife and myself, as Rasoi in London, which is a very boutique. It's a house and it's just 10 tables. So you actually, it's a closed door policy. So you ring a bell and we open the door and we get you into the house. And once you enter Rasoi in London, it's a journey of spices, a magic carpet ride of spices. You spend 3.5 to 4 hours just enjoying purely good food, good service, good wine, good company.
Oh, I want to go there as well. Can I come when
Please.
I'm back in London?
You're most welcome.
But you know, we don't have to go to London because you're here, of course, with Indigo by Vineet at the Grosvenor House. And you regularly visit Indigo, so you're here. You know, it's not that you're the patron of the restaurant, but it doesn't mean you are hands-on and you've got your chefs there, you know, passing on your techniques. And we get to have the benefit of that through the taste and the flavours at Indigo. And you are appearing at Taste of Dubai this weekend. So when we come back, we're going to carry on with the story of Vineet Bhatia and how it has developed. Because how many restaurants is it that you manage now?
10,
yes. All over the world.
All over the world.
We'll find out more about that and more in just a moment.